and welcome to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. It's Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning here in Charlottesville, and we're very grateful for you listening to our show this morning, and hopefully you will, at the end of it, feel like it was time well spent, and you've got information that can help you understand what's happening in the real estate industry, not only nationally, not only from a state level, but more importantly, from a local level. And quite honestly, that's what we're really going to be doing today. If you listen to the lead into the show, I talked about the fact that realtors here in Charlottesville are working very, very hard to be the trusted resource, to be people that you can count on, that can give you the information you need, whether you're buying, selling, even renting a property, or you have a property that you want to rent. And it's all about advising you and giving you good information. And the subject of our show this morning is going to be on the Realtor Property Resource. This is a brand new program, if you will, online information source that the National Association of Realtors has initiated. And the reason I thought it'd be fun to talk about it this morning is just recently, the Metropolitan Realty Information System, which is the MLS system all around the Washington, D.C. area, just announced that they have given their information to the Realtor Property Resource. And one of the things that I had been concerned about with this particular program was there going to be the right kind of information? Charlottesville Area Association Realtors had already gotten on board, but we really needed some of these larger MLS systems to get on board. And once I heard that MRIS had signed on, I knew that this thing was beginning to get take on some steam. And so we're going to be talking about that this morning with Dan Rothamel from the Strong Team Realty Team, and a very noted social media expert, on the board of directors with Carr, also was on the task force with the mobile app for Realtor Property Resource, which our association won a contest with the National Association of Realtors. And if technology allows it, we're also going to bring in Dave Phillips, the former association exec from the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, and now the association exec for the entire state of Pennsylvania. We're going to be trying to get him online and talk to him about just the overall aspect of the Realtor Property Resource, because he was instrumental in bringing this information to us when it first started happening. Just a real quick update for you. The Bras for a Cause event last night was absolutely hilarious. Packed house, and everybody really had a great time. 22 men lost their dignity as they strutted their stuff, modeling bras for those that chose to attend. A lot of money was raised, and everybody had a great time. So congratulations to the Women Council of Realtors for putting that on and for it being such a successful event. And then also, as you know, we're in April, which means the first quarter of the year is already over. And we're going to be looking over the next couple of weeks as to what has happened in the first 3 months. But I thought I'd just kind of give you a quick update. As you know, I feel very strongly about the listing inventory number, and unfortunately, the number has gone up. It's a spring market. Those kind of things happen, but if you've listened to the show, you know that we had gotten under 3,000. We're trying to get closer to 2,000. We're back up to about 3,300 at the end of March. Pending sales is still kind of a number that's solidifying, but as of this morning, there are 167 pending sales, which was the most we've had so far this year, so that's an encouraging sign. But again, we'll just have to continue to watch that. When you look at the listing inventory, though, the number of homes, what's really important is the months of inventory, and we've still got 18 to 20 months, depending on who you talk to or what information you look at. So things are encouraging. There's some good things that are happening, but there's so many different things that affect it each and every day, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Dan as well. But Dan, we're grateful to have you, a fellow basketball referee from the day, and have been really, really have enjoyed sitting in on some of your social media classes. But today we're talking about Realty Property Resource. And before we get Dave on the line, let's just talk a little bit about what this resource is and how you see it's going to impact not only realtors giving information, but the public getting that information.
Well, the Realty Property Resource was a program that the National Association of Realtors started basically as a way to give realtors, you know, the best information available. As the public's probably aware, when you go to look for real estate information, there's plenty of portals out there, places like Trulia, Zillow, Car MLS, things like that. And NAR became concerned with the fact that some of that data isn't maybe as accurate as it could be, because it's not coming directly from the MLSs. It's not coming directly from the professionals who are helping people buy and sell the properties. So that was sort of the impetus behind RPR, was to create a place where NAR could gather all of the information, could gather all the public records, could gather all of the MLS records and inventory records and that type of thing, put them all in one place and put them in the hands of realtors, so that realtors can give the public the best possible information, so that realtors can deliver the best possible service to their clients.
Mr. Phillips. Well, Mr. Phillips is still just a dial tone. We'll keep working to get him on here. The reason I want Dave on the line is not only it's always good to talk to an old friend, but Dave, in his work here as the associate exec for Carr, was also very involved with the NAR Association exec as they put this together. We're going to try one more time. Mr. Phillips?
This is Dave Phillips.
David, how are you, sir?
Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you? Sorry, it's having some trouble on my cell phone connecting.
Well, we figured that might be the case, and so we'll just jump right in and chat with you a little bit, Dave. We've just kind of gotten started, and I'd love to hear you kind of talk about, in the meetings that you were in when you were part of the NAR Association exec team, how this realtor property resource kind of got off the ground, and what you think the initiative is going to do in providing information to the public.
Okay. Well, first off, it's not really designed to give information to the public per se. There's certainly the public's going to have to nice benefits out of it from the powerful information their realtor will have and the analytics that the realtor will be able to share with them from the system. But there is no public-facing portion of RPR that's really anticipated. So the public's going to get a great advantage, though, because their realtor is going to now have more information about every property in the United States than they ever, could have dreamed possible in one place. And that's going to create a powerful analytical ability that will really change the way we analyze the real estate market in terms of how to price a property or how much of an offer to make. And those sort of things are going to be completely different and a lot more, I don't want to say scientific, but it's certainly a lot more data they'll be based on than just opinions and traditions.
And Dave, I think it's important to note, and Dan talked about it at the beginning of the show, it's not that we're trying to cause the consumer not to be able to get this information, but the point is, there is so many different places to get the information, and it's so hard to know what they can count on and what they can't. And so what this, if I understand it correctly, what this initiative is going to do is going to give the realtor information that when they sit down with folks and the folks say, well, I saw on Trulia or I saw on Zillow or I saw this, what can I really think as to what my value is? The realtor is now going to have this tool, if you will, in their belt and this information that they can take and knowing the local market can provide some accurate assessments and give people a real trusted analysis of what is best for them as they think about buying or selling.
I think that's a pretty good analogy, and I would also add that this system is really going to be the backbone that the entire real estate marketplace will be analyzed from, because one of the things that differs here is that agents and brokers are going to be able to enter in data specific to that property, real live soft data, as we call it, opinions of the property, or hey, this bathroom's been remodeled, or things like that will make it a better database. I'd also warn everyone that this doesn't happen overnight. It's a growing process, and I think 10 years from now will be about when we realize the real power of RPR and collecting all that data.
Well, that's great. That's great information. We're gonna stop and let Classic Furniture chat with us about what they do and why folks should shop in their stores. And afterwards, I want to talk a little bit about continue this conversation, but also talk about this whole mobile app. And Dan, I'll ask you to kind of bring us up to date on that after the break. So thanks to Classic Furniture and our newest sponsor coming up next week, New American Mortgage. And after the break, we'll see you then. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters. I'm Michael Guthrie. You're listening to us on News Radio 1070. And I'm fortunate to have Dan Rothamel in the studio and our old friend Dave Phillips in his car someplace between Pennsylvania and I think Southwest Virginia, if I'm correct on that. And let's open up this second segment of the show by talking a little bit about this mobile app, Dan. Once we knew Realtor Property Resource was happening, Carr put forth a proposal to help initiate a mobile app. And obviously, everybody's into mobile apps these days with the Droid and iPhone and that kind of thing. And we actually won that contest. And you were on the project team that has been working on that. Bring us up to date as to what's happening with that.
Dave actually was, you know, sort of the spearhead behind the proposal for NAR and for this Game Changer Award is what it was called. And associations around the country got to provide their ideas for really doing something to really change the real estate industry, make, you know, big steps in innovation. And the idea that Carr came forward with was this mobile application for the Realtor Property Resource. And we ended up winning the contest, so we got to work hand in hand with the folks at RPR to begin the development of a mobile version. We started off with the idea of a mobile application, something sort of like an iPhone app or that type of thing, but it very quickly became apparent that it wouldn't be in the best interest of the realtor members to restrict it to one platform. So it ended up being more of a mobile version of the website. So if you go, you know, on any, so you could access it on any device. And you know, trying to integrate as much as we could the best features, the most important features of RPR that a realtor is going to need in the field where they, you know, have their phone, they're with their clients, and they need to get quick information. Integrating that, putting it into, you know, the one mobile version of the website to sort of give realtors another advantage when they're out in the field. Because that's one of the things that's difficult as a realtor when you are out and about in the field. You know, and you need that information, it can be difficult to get some of the information you're used to having when you're sitting down at your computer. And the reality of the situation is you need it when you're there in the house. You need it when you're going around showing property. So that was the goal with the mobile RPR, was to enable realtors to really be able to do almost everything they can do at their desk with RPR out in the field.
And what's really cool about that is when you're out there, Dan, showing property, we all know that signs come up and you haven't seen it because you ran the listings yesterday. You're out there and the person in the car says, "Hey, what about this house?"
Exactly. That happens all the time.
And so in this situation, not only can you pull up the information about the house, but now you'll be able to go right to RPR and provide even more information for those folks.
Exactly. You know, that was the idea. Like you said, it happens to me all the time. I'm driving around with clients and we go past a house and they say, "Well, how much is that house?" I don't know. I don't have the whole MLS memorized yet. So, you know, that can be difficult, but with RPR, you can go there, put in the address, and you not only get, one of the things that I like about RPR is, the way that I think about it is sort of like the dashboard of your car. When you're driving around in your car, you don't have to, you look at the dashboard to know the vital statistics of your car. You can tell how fast you're going, you can tell what the RPMs are, you can tell if you're low on oil, you can tell if you need washer fluid, that type of thing. And RPR functions the same way for realtors, where before, when I needed to find out the tax record information on a house, I had to go to a separate site. If I needed the sales information, I had to go to the MLS. Now, all that stuff is in one place on RPR, which makes my life a lot easier because I can just go to one resource and have most of that information.
Dave, as we talk about this and you talk about the fact that we're, you know, a few years away from this thing really humming, I think in your situation in Pennsylvania, you guys are still kind of getting your forces together, if you will. How do you feel like it's going on nationally at this point from your perspective and in your position?
Sure. Well, nationally, it's starting to pick up steam. Of course, just recently, as you probably mentioned, the largest MLS in the system, which is just located north of Charlottesville, has just agreed to go with RPR. And the fact is that there's a waiting line right now to get on to the system to upload your stuff and get acclimated and get your members all trained and that sort of thing. And that's the beauty of the mobile app for Charlottesville, is that I believe we were fourth in the country in terms of an MLS getting on RPR. And, you know, so our window may be 5 years out. It may be a really great system in Charlottesville, where, you know, in Northern Virginia, they're a couple years behind us almost by the time they get implemented.
Yeah, and we did talk about that at the beginning, because one of the reasons I decided to do this show this morning was that announcement with MRS earlier in the week, and I thought, okay, this thing is going to happen, and the folks that I thought may hold out for whatever reasons have sort of put themselves into the picture, and
that was the biggest domino in the whole thing, getting the MLSs. Because RPR had to, even though this data is coming from realtor associations, it had to go to each individual realtor association and get them to participate. And MRIS was the whale of associations. Now that MRIS is involved, you'll see a lot more associations want to get involved. And I think at this point, I was reading the press release for the MRIS announcement. At this point, there's almost 300,000 of realtors by MLS by associations, almost 300,000 realtors now that will have access to RPR. So, you know, it's definitely picking up steam. It went very slow in the beginning, but now with MRIS on board, it'll go much faster.
Yeah, Charlottesville's way ahead on this one, which is great for the public there as well as for the realtors. And that was one of the best things about getting involved with the mobile app development, is it got us in the front of the line.
Well, I think also it shows, and just a sidebar for 1 second, I think it shows the fact that our local association, and for those of you out there that aren't realtors and are listening to the show, it's really a benefit for you that we are an association that is engaged, and that we are involved not only at the local level, but we're involved at the state level through the Virginia Association of Realtors. And in this situation, obviously, we're involved with the National Association of Realtors. We have leaders of our association that are in places to make a difference. Dave, when he was here, was involved with the NAR Association Executive Council. And so he was able to give us information that other folks didn't have. Dan has served on, social media task force. I know that's not what it's called, but he's been in a place of position where he's been able to listen to people from all over the country and bring that information back to us. And there are a number of people, Jim Duncan, Pat Suri, the list just goes down the row as to people who have stepped up and are putting themselves in a position so that we have information that we then can impart out to the community here, which allows our real estate market to be as ahead of the game as possible. And this RPR thing is just a great example of that. Dan, a quick question as I thought about what you were talking about, driving by a house. If I am driving by a house and it's a for sale by owner, how will the RPR situation work with that? Will you be able to have information on that particular property?
You'll have information as far as whatever's publicly available. And that's one of the things. I mean, basically, you'll have the public information, public record information for every property. And then you'll have the sales information for all the properties in the MLS, anything that's for sale in the MLS. The nice thing is it combines those into one place, so that if I bring up a single address, I can see both of those pieces, all that information in one spot. And then, as you mentioned, I can then also go in and add my own information. So once I go physically see the house with my client, I can say, the tax record is wrong. It actually has 4 bedrooms, not 3, or the basement's now finished and, you know, the tax record doesn't reflect that. So you can keep those notes so that in the future, it makes the valuation that much more accurate, because that was the other thing they did is you asked about, you know, how much should I offer on a house? Well, you can now make that information much more accurate, because I can add in the features of the homes, I can compare homes, and then RPR has compiled data from across the country as to how much value is added for a finished basement or an extra bathroom or bedroom. And it puts all that stuff together to give you more accurate valuations.
Dave, we've only got about a minute left. Any quick thing that we might have missed that the public would want to know about this particular initiative?
Well, yeah, I think the key to the whole mobile app thing is the location-based devices that we now all carry around with us with our smartphones, where the phone knows where we are, and when this matures and gets implemented, you'll be able to know what the guy next door offered. You'll know, what he paid for it, rather, 5 years ago. You'll be able to know what liens they have on it. You'll be able to know what type of financing they have. I mean, it's scary, the amount of information that is out there on all of us. And the pertinent information for the real estate transaction is going to be right there in the realtor's hands.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. If you want more information about this, just Google RPR and then call the realtor that you trust, and they can help you out. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Have a great weekend.